It is 8:07 on the morning show, Tuesday, March 28th, and I'm loving the forecast. I'm not sure about naturalist Heidi Reams, though. She is joining us here this morning. Our community conversation of the day, Floyd County Conservation Connection. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, are you a fan of the forecast like I am? I know you're a winter fan, so this might be making you sad.
I'm a fan of every season, and right now I have a very serious case of spring fever.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I like to hear that. There's still some days in the forecast I'm not a fan of, like any day that mentions snow, like tonight, tomorrow. But we got a lot of rainfall in the forecast as well, beginning on Thursday afternoon, continuing through possibly Friday night, even into the day on Saturday. But it's definitely a spring forecast. We got 60s back in there beginning on Friday, cooling down just in time for the weekend, of course, but then 60 for Sunday and Monday as well. Let's talk about spring, shall we? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, winter never seems to last long enough. We always have a list of all these plans of things we're going to get done, and then it turns nice and... Honestly, in conservation, we start to freak out a little bit because we have so much to get ready before everyone starts to hit the parks and get outside. So,
sure. So, well, I guess let's talk about camping first and foremost. I'm a big camping fan. I know you're you and your team are probably out there getting campgrounds ready to open, possibly.
Yes. So, officially, the campgrounds will open the first Friday in May. So that will be May 5th. Although it's not too early, if you'd like to make a reservation for your favorite camping spot, you can definitely do those now. But the campgrounds will open for the season. We'll have everything turned on, the water, the electricity, and all that ready to go for May 5th.
Excellent. So let's say the weather turns really nice for April, like in the 60s, 70s. Is there any chance you might open them earlier?
Sometimes we do that. At most, it might be a week early, but, you know, that is kind of play it by ear and see what Mother Nature has to bring.
Yeah, well, we'll stop talking about that. I don't want to jinx it. So you're mentioning an open house right before we went on the air. Talk about the open house coming up.
Right. So we have, like I said, been very busy this winter. And so we're going to have an open house on Sunday, May 7th. It'll be from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And it'll be at the Doshonic Recreation Area. So if you haven't been there yet and want to see what kind of facilities we have, all of our buildings will be open, and we'll actually have an individual in there to help you on how to make reservations, how much it costs, and, you know, any questions you might have. And that includes our cabins and our lodges. And we have been doing some updates and upgrades to them. So if you've seen them before, you might want to come out and see them again and see how you could host a family reunion, a birthday party, baby showers, or just a weekend getaway in one of them.
Definitely. Floyd County's hidden gems there. That's going to be the first weekend in May, correct?
Yes, that would be on that Sunday, May 7th.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now there's
the beginning of May gets crazy.
I bet. Now there is several events as well. As a matter of fact, I'm looking on your website now about a spring turkey permit for youth turkey hunting. Talk about that coming up.
Right. So our drawing is open for permits to hunt in the south end of the Doshonic Recreation Area. So that is done by permits only. We select or draw for five youth. They must hunt with a mentor, and that drawing will be held on April 3rd. And so if they go onto the county website, there's an online form that they can fill out to be included in that drawing.
All right, perfect. I was just going to say, you make it easy, online form and everything. So you can just sit right at your computer, fill that out, and submit. So that drawing, like you mentioned, is coming up on May 3rd, 8 a.m. Now, while we're on the subject of events, you know, several of them coming up, you probably need some volunteers for some of them. Is that correct?
We would love to have some volunteers that join us, especially if you like to meet new people or talk about all the things that Floyd County has to offer. We will be having our volunteer training for volunteers that welcome visitors to the Fossil and Prairie Center. And that training will be on April 17th. And it's here at the Fossil and Prairie Center. We'll tell you everything that you need to know, walk through all of the new exhibits or any information. And if you're interested in being a volunteer, you get to pick your own schedule. And the center is only open from 1 to 4. So it's a great way to meet new people that are coming to town and show them everything we have to offer.
Excellent. Now, you have an open position yet, don't you?
We do. So if you're of a younger age than the volunteering age, we are looking for a summer conservation intern aide. And that person will get to learn everything that's involved in conservation. So they will spend some time on a mower. They'll help with some natural resource management. They will help me with some environmental education. And they'll get a glimpse into all of the 33 areas that Floyd County manages, all in a short amount of time.
That's so cool. I wish I was young to volunteer like that. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and talk about your contact info. You have a website. You got a phone number, of course. You have social media pages. Talk about those.
Sure. So if you want to keep up on any or everything that we do, our county page is floydcoia.org. You can give us a call here at the Fossil and Prairie Center, which is in Rockford. So that number is 641-756-3490. Or you can keep up on anything that's happening as it's happening on our social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, perfect. Thank you, as always, Heidi Reams, for joining us here this morning. We'll talk to you in a few weeks where it's going to be warmer. We hope.
It'll be warmer and it'll be field trip season, so it'll be
right.
Crazy.
That's right. Quickly approaching. Thanks a lot, Heidi Reams, once again from the Floyd County Conservation, as part of Conservation Connection, that is, here on KCHA.